Yes. You've had to wait a long time for that goal, but I tell you what, worth waiting for. What a finish that was.
Yeah, it was decent, wasn't it? I was surprised myself, but it's been a long time coming this season, and glad I got a goal in the end.
We asked the manager the other day about your performances in that big run that the team went on, and you played a pivotal part in that, didn't you? Even without the goal, the performances that you were putting in, did you ever feel under any pressure during that run?
No, obviously I wanted to score a goal, but to be honest, all we cared about was winning games, and that's all that mattered. And we was getting results, and I was a part of that. And when you're playing football, you come in, people can say whatever you like, you honestly couldn't care less who scored as long as you're winning. I didn't get a goal, but we was getting the results, so I wasn't really that fussed. I think everyone else is a lot more worried about it than I was.
Yeah, well, your manager certainly didn't seem overly fussed about it.
No, I think if he was that worried about it, he wouldn't have kept putting me in. So I was doing something right, and so I managed to nick a goal today, but as you said, massive anti-climax in the end.
Yeah, disappointing result. It's been a tough period, hasn't it? Last month or so.
Yeah, it's been tough. Do you know what I mean? A lot of stuff's gone on, and us as players, we try and concentrate on the football as much as possible. But things that happen off the pitch do affect us on it and affect us every day at training. So it's a tough one.
Looking at the team today, it seems from the outside looking in, there were certain players didn't want to be here today, but the players that came here today give everything for Neil Redfern, didn't they?
Yeah, so we did everything but a win, and I said the fans turned up in their droves again, and we went out, we had a team, we was all happy, we travelled down, and we just gutted we couldn't put a result in.
Speaking of the fans, they've been right behind you, haven't they, this season? They've really stuck with you. You know, it's been tough for you, right? Your strikers are judged on goals.
Yeah, of course,
Your performances have been good, but you haven't quite got the finishes.
Yeah, I said, to be fair, the most frustrating thing for me is I wasn't actually getting many chances, which is the most frustrating thing, because normally it's like, oh, you're missing a load, but I wasn't actually missing a load, so it was frustrating. But I said, they stuck behind me, and I think they could see that I was performing well, and was a big part of the team performances in those wins, and thank God we had that run now, because we'd be in a whole world of trouble.
Yeah, you would. Smack in the mouth today, a bit of a split lip there, you all right?
Yeah, apparently the ref, he didn't touch me, but obviously it's amazing what they see sometimes out there, but it's life, we go again. It's about my third set of stitches this season, it's a nightmare.
Two games left. You know, Neil said all along he didn't want the season to fizzle out, but it is fizzling out a little bit, isn't it? Is it?
Yeah, it's just a combination of things, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Like, all we want to do is concentrate on the football, and that is the God's honest truth, but you're just so hard to, because there just always seems to be something going on. And it's just frustrating, because it'd just be nice to have built on that run, but you said, with Tomo leaving, had a massive effect on us, because he was a massive part of us doing well. So it's been hard work. It's hard every day for us, and we just keep getting our nut down, and keep trying to put results in.
Was Steve Thompson pivotal in you coming back into the team? Because when he came in, all of a sudden you did seem to become a regular feature.
I think it was one of those, wasn't it? We changed the formation. He asked me when he first came in, and he asked Murph. I remember him pulling Murph and asking why we wasn't involved. And it was hard, because we couldn't answer his questions. Hadn't even played, apart from the pre-season and getting injured before the Millwall game. Hadn't we'd had, 10 minutes against Sheffield Wednesday, and had a good half against Wolves in the first half, and then got stuck out on the right wing, and then never played again. And it was just like, and it changed, and I played that one up front role, and it suited us and the team at the time. So it's amazing what we maybe could have done if we'd done that all season. But it's been hard graft, and Tomo is a massive part of that, I presume, because obviously he came in and I played and Murph played, and things just seem to change and seem to work. But it's the little things, you know what I mean? Like the set pieces and the free kicks and the having someone else. If you're not playing in the team, you go and have a five-a-side. You've got a coach taking you rather than a fitness coach. It's just all those little things, and they do change.
The players that played today are firmly behind the manager. Is it frustrating that his future hasn't been sorted out yet?
Yeah, it's amazing that it hasn't been sorted out, but that's not something we can kind of do anything about as players. We just have to worry about ourselves, and we just have to see what happens. And if he doesn't get the job for another year, and he doesn't get, but then the other side of it is he can't carry on doing it on his own. And it took a long enough time to get somewhere through the door. So,
yeah. Goal for you today. Congratulations on that. We're going to see another one next week.
Yeah, hopefully. Fingers crossed, you know what I mean? Might not be as good as that. I'll just take a tap in. Or I nearly scored closing the goalie down. That would have been a great goal. But, yeah, no, we just see what happens. And